reminds me about what good unionism is. And it's standing by looking after you, mates. And it hasn't changed for 150 years. And here we are still, fighting for improved workplace safety on a day we remember those who have needlessly lost their life at work. The tragedy that always reminds me about today is that good laws should not allow workers to be injured or killed at work. Australia doesn't have good health and safety laws. They're not good enough when workers die. They're not good enough when the authorities don't give the resources to make bad employers held to account. And in this state, in this country, health and safety laws need to be better. But what's the Prime Minister's response? A national health and safety review that will lower the standards for workers. And I say that's bullshit, and it's not good enough, and it's not what we fought for, Kevin Rudd, at the last federal election. Not for worse health and safety. We want better, and we won't stop fighting you to get it. And once upon a time, it was fine to blame John Howard for the task force. It was born out of a royal commission that found nothing against unions. Yet they pumped millions of dollars into funding the building industry task force. And if I have to listen to Julia Gillard, the betrayer of the working class, tell me again that this industry needs a tough cop on the beat, I'll ask her a question. Where was the tough cop on the beat in Kevin Rudd's insulation scheme that has seen four young Australian workers lose their life? Where the fuck was the tough cop then? What about us? Millions of dollars against building workers, subjecting you to star chamber interrogations. And I've spoken to workers that have been through it. Rapists who are accused of that, criminals, bank robbers get better rights than building workers in this country. We fought a federal election over rights. We spent millions of dollars of members' money and we all campaigned to get rid of John Howard. Yet here we are today at an illegal meeting. Yep, this is illegal. Welcome to a democratic country. It is against the law. All of you are subject to a building industry task force interrogation. So get ready for it, brothers and sisters, because here you are remembering those who've lost their lives, fighting to make workplaces safer for all Australians, and it is against the law under a Labor government. They're not Howard's laws anymore. They're Kevin Rudd's laws. We're in a federal election year. And what amazed me last year was the Greens in the Senate moved the motion to abolish the Building Construction Industry Task Force. They moved the motion. It was seconded by another Green and it was voted down by Liberal and Labor. What sort of country do we live in? Let's realise who our friends and enemies are at the next election and ask every major party, whose side are you on? Do you keep a task force in place that's going to suppress workers and lead to more workplace deaths? Or let's support those parties who are out there, support our rights, support our safety, and allow us as unions to get in there and make workplaces safer. We've got a big task ahead of us. And brothers and sisters, never let the water, too much water go under the bridge before we stand shoulder to shoulder again in this industry, in an election year, and say the fight for workers' rights never ends, no matter who governs. Have a good day, comrades.